I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with a worldwide news update. Hamas militants Saturday released four female Israeli soldiers they held captive for 15 months to the Red Cross in a planned exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees in Israel. It's the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took place last weekend, halting the fighting in Gaza for at least 6 weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Russian President Vladimir Putin is agreeing with President Trump about how Russia's war in Ukraine could have been avoided.
Trump repeated that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine with him in the White House.
There was no way he was going in, and he wasn't going to go in.
Today, Putin telling Russian state TV if they hadn't stolen victory from him in 2020, the war could have been avoided. But while Moscow does agree with the president about the war's beginning, it disagrees over how to end it. He says it's all about oil sales, which help fuel the Russian economy.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
But the Kremlin spokesman says oil has nothing to do with it, insisting the war is still going because of a threat to Russian security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the state of California will spend $2.5 billion to help the Los Angeles area recover from wildfires.
With fires still burning and new ones erupting, the funds are intended to support response efforts, evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing hazardous waste, and to help local officials speed rebuilding of homes and schools.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck, didn't play politics with this, that recognized that people are in need.
State lawmakers approved the aid a day before President Trump was set to visit. He suggested any federal wildfire relief should come with conditions. I'm Ben Thomas.